Chapter 10. On the way back to the home tree, Prilla hugged her arrival garment close to keep it from being dragged open by the wind. Her disappointment over the dust stayed with her, a lump in her throat that had grown with each talent failure. Terence left her in the lobby after telling her that everyone would gather for the celebration in about an hour. He added, "Tonight is our busiest night. Once the moat starts, we can't stop. It's marvellous." Prilla smiled weakly, and Terence flew outside. She didn't know what to do next. She could go to Tink, but Tink wouldn't want her. She would have liked to find Rani, the water talent fairy, but she didn't know where to look. She wanted to leave the lobby before someone came along, asking her to try out another talent she wouldn't have. She wondered if she had a room yet. She looked herself up on the directory, and there she was. Prilla, ... room 7P, NNW, branch. The dots in the middle were where her talent listing should have been. She flew up the spiral staircase. After the first floor, there were no more stairs. There were just holes in the ceiling, and ladders for fairies to climb if their wings were wet. On the seventh floor, she followed signs through the northwest trunk quadrant and took the right fork for the north-northwest branch. By the time she reached her door, the corridor wasn't much taller than she was. Her room wasn't one of the better ones. Her tree barkside door was partially blocked by a cluster of leaves, and her window looked out on a twig.